Hachette Audio presents Con Artist, the life and crimes of the world's greatest art forger. Written by Tony Tetro and Giampiero Ambrosi. Read by Richard Ferrone with Tony Tetro.
Prologue, April 18th, 1989. I was lying on the couch falling to sleep when I heard a rustling at the front door and someone saying, "Tony, Tony, you there?" I said, "Yeah." And the next thing I knew, 25 cops burst into my condo. The first thing one of them said was, "A man just gave you $8,000 in cash. I'm going to need that back right now." It was true. So I handed the money over immediately. The cops began demolishing my place, slicing up the wallpaper, pulling up the carpets, emptying all the drawers. The whole time I sat on my couch sweating bullets, staring up at my secret room, which was reflected in the mirror on my mantelpiece. The room was an odd-shaped space behind the upstairs bathroom. If you press pound star on the cordless phone, a full-length mirror would pop open and reveal my secret stash of special papers, pigments, collector stamps, light tables, vintage typewriters, certificates of authenticity, notebooks with signatures, everything a professional art forger might need. The cops were rifling through my medicine cabinet, knocking on my walls, checking inside my toilet tank. If they had found my secret room, I would have been buried for real. The whole time, the cops were back and forth to a big truck filling it with artwork, boxes, books, anything they could find. Finally, after 6 or 7 hours, the chief detective decided they'd done enough and told everybody to quit. Everybody stopped what they were doing and walked out. I breathed the biggest sigh of relief in my entire life. But they didn't really leave. They just stood around at the doorstep. There was a long, uncomfortable silence. I was confused. I started to stand up because I thought they were waiting to handcuff me. One of the cops waiting on the doorstep caught my eye, raised his eyebrows, and gave me a shit-eating grin. Then the chief detective turned around and shouted, "Okay, second walkthrough," and all the cops rushed back in, switching places and calling out, "I got upstairs now. I got the bathroom. I'm over here." My heart dropped out of my ass. I collapsed back on the couch and I went completely numb. If they found my secret room, the life I have been living would be over.
1. Now you're gonna sleep in it. 1950.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?